Shall we begin? Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. In the spirit of slowing down, I'm delighted we're starting a little bit later. I believe it's slightly hot in here, so we have two modes, boiling or freezing. So we'll go into freezing very shortly and then go back into boiling. Anyways, hello and welcome to this evening's event titled The Art of Walking and Slowing Down. My name is Sandra Sikorova. I'm the curator of public programs here at Tate Modern, and it's my great pleasure to introduce this evening and our speakers, Frederick Gross and Richard Wentworth. This event coincides with the launch of the English translation of Frederick Gross's latest book titled A Philosophy of Walking, published by Verso last month. A bestseller in France, you'll have an opportunity to purchase your very own copy and have it signed by the author later this evening, so look out for that. In his book, Gross charts the many different ways we get from A to B, the pilgrimage, the promenade, the protest march, or the nature ramble, and he explores what these tell us about ourselves and the society that we live in. Many thinkers have worn out their souls in poetic and political acts, from Nietzsche's wandering ebullition to Rombaud's rebellious escapes, from Kant's scheduled walks to distract himself from contemplation to the Proustian stroll. As Gross puts it, I quote, "By walking, you escape from the very idea of identity, the temptation to be someone, to have a name and history. The freedom in walking lies in not being anyone, for the walking body has no history. It is just an eddy in the stream of immemorial life," end of quote. This evening invites us to reconsider the everyday activity of walking as a philosophical, spiritual, and creative activity, which continues to play a central role in the work of many thinkers, artists, and writers today. What does walking tell us about experience of time, pleasure, and solitude? And how has it become a necessary practice in this era of speed, efficiency, and consumption? These are among some of the questions that hopefully we'll explore later this evening. Now I'd like to introduce our speakers. Frederick Gross is a professor of philosophy at the University of Paris 12 and the Institute of Political Studies in Paris. One of the world's leading authorities on Michel Foucault, he was the editor of the last Foucault lectures at Collège de France. Gross has written on psychiatry, law, and war, and is currently working on his next book on disobedience. Richard Wentworth is an artist, curator, academic, as well as urban explorer and walker. Since the end of the 70s, he has played a leading role in British sculpture. His work takes as its subject the semantics of the everyday, and through isolating both the formal and sculptural qualities of the everyday objects, he invites us to recognize the drama inherent in that which we easily dismiss as mundane. Wentworth has taught at Goldsmiths College in London between 1971 and 87.